18 days in a row, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, that gas prices have risen. AAA says the national average price of a gallon is up 0.2 cents from yesterday. Wall Street now in bear market territory, the Dow plunging 876 points, the S&P 500 down 151 yesterday. President Biden will try and talk up the economy in a speech to a labor group.
At the 29th AFL-CIO Quadrennial Convention today in Philadelphia, his keynote address remarks are expected to center on his economic strategy at the event, which kicked off on Sunday. It comes at a time when Americans are paying more for goods and services. Gas prices have hit record highs and recent consumer sentiment numbers hit a new low. It also coincides with this week's meeting of the Federal Reserve, ahead of tomorrow's expected announcement by the Fed on interest rates.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Following a second public hearing by the House January 6th committee, disagreement between the chair and the vice chair over whether they will seek criminal charges against former President Trump. Chairman Benny Thompson telling reporters at the Capitol late yesterday the committee will not make a referral to the Justice Department, prompting Vice Chair Liz Cheney to post on social media the committee hasn't made that announcement yet. The former president issuing a 12-page response to the committee, calling it a kangaroo court meant to distract voters. The House votes today on the Supreme Court's protection bill.
The measure could take protections a step further and extend them to Supreme Court staff, including clerks. Any changes to the bill would mean it would have to go back to the Senate, where it already passed. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell warns the changes would not have enough support to pass. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, who helped write the Senate version, had even more pointed criticism Monday.
That makes a mockery of what Senator Coons and I tried to do.
But House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he finds it incredible that, quote, the Senate would not vote to protect employees of the high court.
Fox's Sean Lanchel. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A potential shooting involving school-aged children averted in suburban Dallas yesterday when police killed a man with a gun in a Duncanville, Texas fieldhouse where 150 children were attending summer camps.
Assistant Police Chief Matthew Stogner says his officers arrived on scene 2 minutes after the first 911 call and immediately entered the building following active shooter protocol.
Officers arrived on scene, observed him in the gymnasium, confronted him, suspect, and the officers then exchanged fire to where he was put down on the ground.
The suspect was fatally shot during the shootout. According to police, no staff or children were injured.
Reporter Peyton Yeager of Fox 4 in Dallas says police have not released the man's identity or his motive. A California Highway Patrol officer has been shot and critically wounded.
Police say the unidentified officer carried out a traffic stop in Studio City near Hollywood when a suspect shot him and fled the scene. Police say they tracked the shooter's car to an apartment building in Van Nuys, but were unable to locate the suspect. Cops say they believe they know who the shooter is. The National Fraternal Order of Police says there's been a marked increase in the number of police officers shot this year as compared with the same period last year. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
About a third of the country's population under excessive heat warnings or advisories today from a massive heat wave that'll push the mercury to nearly 100 degrees in Minneapolis, into the triple digits in St. Louis and Charlotte. Porfirio Villarreal of Houston's health department says that's potentially life-threatening heat.
When you suffer heat exhaustion or heat stroke, then your vital organs, your brain suffers damages, and you could die.
Experts say stay out of the sun and drink plenty of fluids. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.